Nyadugulini Pipe Tracker Radio Program. Nganan Udini Government Dango Wanganja Joda, Anangumandago, Balanu Government Dango, Jinguiado.
This is the Paper Tracker Radio Show, the show that lets you know what's happening in South Australia's remote Ananor communities and tells you what government's saying and doing for Ananor.
Hello, Rose. Our show today is focusing on the cashless debit card that's being trialled in communities in the west coast of South Australia around the Ceduna area, including Yalata, Oak Valley, Coonamba, Skadesco and others, and in the communities of Kununurra and Wyndham in Western Australia.
Cashless debit card. Community West Coast, South Australia la, banya Ceduna la Edinga, muno Yalatala, Oak Valley, Coonamba, Skadesco, muno community banya Kununurra la, muno Wyndham, banya WA inga.
The federal government's Department of Social Services says that the cashless card was introduced to reduce the harm caused by welfare-fuelled alcohol and drug abuse and gambling through reducing the amount of cash available to people. 80% of people's welfare payments are paid into a debit card account, which is managed by a company called Indu, and the card doesn't allow cash withdrawals and can't be used for alcohol or gambling. And people on the card can only access 20% of their income benefits in the form of cash.
Ka federal government ango banya department social services ango baloro jana wangangi ala ji cashless card nyanga baloro jana juno banya charon jaku banya welfare fueled alcohol jana wangangi muno drug abuse muno gambling banya welfare money balonya mangola banya wama orani muno drugs muno gambling baloro jana ala ji wangangi muno nyara balangoro jana charoningi cash banya anangongo manani ka 80% banya anangoko welfare payment balojana juna ni nyanga debit card anga debit card account mono company gujubango ini inju balojana kunyo manager melani card balonya mono nyondo bodo cash withdrawal manani cash mono nyondo spend melanju wia banya wamanga mono gambling da ka anango yoda banya card anga nyinani balojana 20% kujo manani income banya janamba benefits ngoro cash anga.
There's been a mandatory or blanket approach to implementing the card. So everyone who gets income support has to be on the card, except for people who are getting the age pension or veterans payments.
Mandatory nyundo ngurkantan ko juwiya kanyin juwiya palorjana decision balani muno junani card nyangaja anango kujo judango orani mono chingro nyundo income support orani kanyundo nya junani card anga paloro kujo bjuda banya age pension anga palorjana card basic card anga jun kun juwiya muno chingro nyundo veterans payment kulukulu manani ka ngaran juwiya basic card anga.
In March 2017, the Minister for Social Services, Mr. Alan Tudge, announced that the trial of the cashless debit card had been a success and that the card will continue to be implemented on an ongoing basis in the two trial sites. This decision was taken even though the final evaluation report on the trial is only due out in June 2017.
March 2017, banya Minister Social Services ko balombini Mr. Alan Tudge balo ala juangango banya cashless debit card nyanga ja wuru ngarani ka nyanga ja success ka nyara balong wuru ngarana libini banya nya card nyanga balo banya rawa ngaranja ko mono ngura kujara balo jana ngurkantano ka decision nyanga balo jana kulino banya final valuation report nyara balo nya udering kunjo wiyangu balom banya June da balo jana pataning inyara balom pagu 2017 ka balo jana undo no nyanga ja kuaringa jago.
In today's show, we're going to be chatting with a social policy researcher and academic who's now attached to Jumbunna Indigenous Research Unit at the University of Technology in Sydney. We're going to be talking with Eva Cox.
Oa, vanya nganamba Paper Tracker Radio Show nga mungardungana na wangangi nganala Minister Tudge. Mono community member nga turanga gulugulo vanya yali yali cashless debit card nyangango ngaranyi janamba community nga. Mono show nganamba nga kwari nganana wangangi vanya social policy researcher mono academic baloro nindi bulga vanya wakaringa ni Jambana Indigenous Research Unit banya University of Technology, Sydney la. Kalawanga nyelda balola, Eva Cox balombeni.
Eva, welcome to the Anangulans Paper Tracker Radio Show. It's great to be chatting with you today.
Thank you for giving me a call.
Before we get into how the cashless debit card's been working and its effects on communities, would you like to comment on what the introduction of this card says about how government views people on income benefits?
I think the current government, and also the last government, because the Labor Party was doing this too, have moved away from the idea that disadvantage is actually social and structural, not necessarily individual. I mean, yes, there are some individuals that have serious problems with their lives, but the bulk of people that end up on social security benefits are not there because they've sinned or they're inadequate or they have a personal problem. They have it because we have a social structure which tends to deny people access to jobs, ignore their disabilities, create all sorts of difficulties. And this the government doesn't seem to get, so the assumption is that there's something wrong with the person, that if only you could adjust the person then there wouldn't be a problem, which completely ignores the fact that we've got something like 14 potential candidates for every vacant job that's advertised on, you know, anywhere around the place. So we don't have enough paid jobs for people. And a lot of the people that end up on benefits don't get the jobs because they're on benefits or because they've got a funny surname or because they're regarded as coming from a poor area or something of that sort. There's a whole lot of prejudices that interfere with people often getting the jobs that are available. What it does is it indicates very strong prejudices, official prejudices, against people who are on welfare, apart from the age pension.
So rather than understanding poverty or unemployment as a structural problem, we blame the people themselves.
Yes. So therefore we become authoritarian and assume that if only we can make them comply with things and put them through a whole lot of conditional things, that's going to make them rush out and find a job. Mm. And of course it doesn't work that way, as people know. But it does come through quite clearly in the fact that we're tending to make welfare more conditional, because this particular card is a sequence to the Northern Territory Income Management Card, which has been running now for 10 years this year. And we have no evidence that it has improved the social life or even the economic life or the personal life of most of the people that have been on it. But that doesn't stop the government using it, because they're convinced that somewhere along the line there must be something in the fact that we need to control people who are on welfare.
Now, in October 2016, the federal government's Department of Social Services released its progress report on the trial of the cashless debit card, and this was followed by an interim evaluation report in March this year. Would you like to comment on these reports and the way in which the findings of the reports have been represented?
Look, I used to teach research methods, and I also used to teach social policy, so I'm probably in the unique situation of actually understanding how you do an evaluation and what good policy looks like. And I must say that after the appearance of that particular report, most of that stuff was hearsay, most of it didn't relate directly to the people that were involved, and a lot of it was just opinions of people. There was no evidence in it that showed that the card was actually having benefits. You actually need evidence, you need data which says this is working. Now, the official statistics they've used, and particularly in that first lot, and most of the tables they used, it said at the bottom, these cannot be assumed to apply to the people on the trial because they are general statistics for an area which overlaps but is not the same as the area in which the trial people live, which are the ones that are included. So those gambling statistics and some of the other sorts of statistics on crime covered a much bigger area. And we've got no idea whether those crime statistics applied to the people who are on the welfare card. We've got no idea whether it also applies, which we've got to recognise, to the people who have a problem. I don't know what the exact proportions are, and I'd be very interested to find out, of people who are defined as having a drinking or drug problem and are on the card. And I think we can safely say that less than half the people who are on the card actually have any identifiable problem with the consumption of alcohol, gambling, or whatever. Yet a whole lot of people who've been very good managers in many cases of their money are also caught up with it. And the second one, yes, they'd done some interviews, and they'd quoted the stuff, almost always the stuff that was most acceptable to the government. The comments that were favourable came from people who were not on the card. The less favourable comments came from people who were on the card, and you tend to get a bit of an overemphasis on the people that weren't on the card, who thought it was doing a lot of good in the area, though they actually had no actual evidence. They just thought it did. They didn't have statistics to back them up. And they also asked some of the people on the card whether they'd drunk less. Now, if you've got somebody who comes from a government survey who's interviewing you about a trial that you are part of, and they say to you, since you got the card, have you cut back on your drinking? Or, you know, have you increased or decreased your drinking? If you had a better worded question, I can't remember the exact wording, you probably say you'd actually drunk less, because it's a bit embarrassing saying to somebody, you know, I'm a piss pot and I drank more. So that's not reliable information. We don't know whether people drank less. We don't know whether there were even people that had a drinking problem. The other thing that I think is important, and I know this has been mentioned before, is separating out the effects of the services. And I know they put some extra services in, got some additional services that people really needed. They put $1 million worth of extra services in to support 2,000 people on the trials in WA and South Australia. So they spent quite a lot of money giving people services they should have had and probably still need more of to help people who've got a problem. And we know that's more likely to improve the situation. And they ran running them at the same time. So if you've got somebody who's gone and got a bit of counselling or a bit of support, or they've got some health type thing which is helping them to get over the fact that they've been drinking too much or something of that sort, and they've also got the card, how can you tell which one's stopping them drinking? And of course they're picking the bits out they like, because they really want to run this stuff. I mean, Twiggy Forrest, whose report it was based on, is spending a whole lot of money and has actually done an ad to try and support his own card.
Now, Eva, the government has claimed that the card has been a success. How will we know what the impact of the card on its own has been?
Look, the only people that really know that are the people that have the card. Well, everybody who has the card will know what they feel about the card, whether they like it, whether it makes them feel good, whether it makes them feel bad. Do they feel uncomfortable? Do they feel embarrassed? Do they feel shame when they go into a shop and have to wave this card at people rather than producing cash? Does it make them feel that the government trusts them or doesn't trust them? Does it feel that they've got any respect for the fact that they've got a card? So those things really haven't been measured, and they're really important, and I'm pulling them out because there's quite a lot of research which shows that if people feel disrespected and shamed, they're more likely to go on the grog and do things that are damaging than if they feel good about themselves.
So Eva, if we look at the so-called success that's being claimed, that the use of pokies has reduced and that this is then attributed to the card. How do we know if it's the card? Or, you know, if we look at generalised data across Australia and South Australia, there's a decline in the use of pokies. So how do we work out the actual impact of the card itself?
You can't. Mm. When they quote figures that are official figures that apply, and I gather those poker machine statistics cover a much bigger area than the area covered by the card. So that's a problem in the beginning. And secondly, if you look at some of the past changes, I gather that the amount of use of the poker machines has been sinking, you know, has been reducing for quite some time before the card started. So there's all sorts of other things that are happening around there. When they say there's less money in the poker machines and this proves it's working, that's absolute rubbish.
Money balojana jarbajunangi kanyanga jaroringi ka balojana wadagu wangani karangu gunyo palya angajunani anango gujo jarbajun go jago money balonya.
Now the final evaluation report on the trial is only due out in June this year. However, in the absence of this final report, the federal government has announced that it's implementing the cashless debit card in the two trial sites on an ongoing basis. Would you like to comment on this?
Given the fact that they've been running it in the Northern Territory in some areas for 10 years and it's not worked up there, you'd think that they'd know it's not going to work. So I think they're just keeping it going. And they may be looking for finding more places to put it in because they believe it's going to work. They want to believe it's going to work, and it doesn't matter what data they get. So I just think people need to really start getting together and keep trying to put together a record of who is affected by it and what happens to them, that we can start collecting really the information that only the community can come together, the people who know what's going on, to really start putting together things saying, yeah, you know, we've got 10 people here that have drinking problems and quite frankly, none of them have really improved since this has started, or maybe one has, you know, and maybe two more have started drinking because of it. I mean, this is the stuff that only people in the community themselves can start measuring because I don't think the government wants to know that it's not working.
Mm. Oh, balo jana wangani banya cashless debit card balonya rawan jago banya trial balonya ka nganana nyangani banya Northern Territory ga balo jana 10 year nyangani card nyanga ka mono nyanga ja o dereng o wa kareng ko jwea ka nganana nyangani nyara ja balo kap mandango kulini nyanga ja idea wiro mono mukorengani rawangaran jago mono balo jana karanga kulugulo kulini o wa karengani card nyanga balo balo anango banya community ka nyinani balo jana research nyanga balo nya balanja ku ngani wankanja ku bulka o angana na karanga ngani mono nyanga alaji alaji ngani ngana ba jogorba mono odin ja ko banya kuju leida kuju bidango wankani o balya nyanga ja card wuro balo kuju bidango wian manani ka anango go pagara wankaja ku ngani wian ngana wandini o nyanga alaji juda pagani card nyara balongoro.
Now, the federal government has said that community leaders are highly supportive of the card. Do you get the sense that all voices and all community leaders have been heard and that their views are reflected in the various reports?
I've seen some reports. I mean, I'm in New South Wales, so I don't know what's going on. The people listening to this program will probably know much more than I do. But I have seen some reports that there have been community leaders that are complaining that they were never talked to. And who decides who the community leaders are? Sometimes government says people are community leaders because they agree with government rather than they're people who represent their own communities. I think that's a question only people at the local level can answer as to whether or not the people are really have any sense of that. The other thing is that some of the communities, in a sense, did a deal because they wanted a service, and the government says we'll give you the money for the services if you were part of the trial. So I think that's trapped some of the community leaders into saying they're supporting it because they want the service to go on, because services sometimes are much more useful than the cashless card. So I think there's a compromise there. And as I say, we don't know who was consulted, and we don't know whether the people who are consulted are seen as leaders by the community or only by the government. So I think there's a whole lot of questions there. As far as I can see from some of the documents that have come around, there seem to be quite a few community leaders or people who saw themselves as entitled to have an opinion who haven't been asked and are quite cross about it. Mm. But that, again, only the communities themselves can identify that, because the government will identify those people that agree with them as the leaders.
Well, in New South Wales, report community leader government consultation community government trial services community guru trial services consultation government community question community leader jurdango kwari merpan panya government dango wanga juya wura.
Now, the 12-month trial of the cashless debit card has so far cost $18.9 million to administer. That works out at about $10,000 per participant in the trial, and that's just for the administration of trialing the card. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, a million of that's gone into the additional services, and some of it's gone into setting the card up, so it probably will reduce the cost in the future. So I think we've got to question why they thought it was important to spend that amount of money, but it probably won't continue at that cost in the future. So I think we've got to assume that they will be delivering it more cheaply. So I think what we need to do is to recognise that they are so keen to make it work or make it look as though it's working, they're spending far too much money on something that hasn't been proven. And I think we need to say we want that money to be put into the communities to fix the problems, not just to make all of the people there use a piece of plastic.
Ua, when your money jana use my learning in Yago, run a melanjago trial, Yamaja card, Balunjara, ka. Yeah, cost by $10,000 ngarangi anango kujukuju chungunjago card balola ka nganana nyangani banya chingro money nyangaja jana junangi nyaku banya card ko ka odi balo jana money nyangaja juna manyaku services ko banya nganana nindi banya problem judangani community nga ka odi balo jana money nyara balo nya chungu ko banya services pakal jingunjago kajingoro problem nyanga jana jingoro ngaranjo wia ka nyara balo nya jingoro wanganja ngarani community ngo panya kwari balo jana money bulga pa emlani rana melanja ko troll nyanga ja mono ye junani panya palya ko ngarani kar nyanga balo mono money bulga jar bjo nani wa karing ja ko kajingoro kampo ko jobo ko lenja ngarani money nyanga ja jar bjo ngo ja ko panya services ko kajingoro nyara balo ngoro
Eva, in drawing to a close, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I think this is a very tough and nasty proposal that the government has put up. I think it's really important that the participants have a sense that they should be taking some control over what's happening there. If your leaders are not representing your views, you need to talk to each other and find people who can represent your views. This is really important because the rest of Australia might end up with a version of this card if enough people there think that you've got to be nice to government and be polite to people who come around and ask questions, rather than working out what really is needed and how you can do it. And if you don't like it, be very clear about saying you don't like it, because otherwise people in many other places in Australia will end up with the card if you keep quiet when you really think it's not working. If it works, fine. If it doesn't work, make it clear why it doesn't work and what you'd rather have instead. This way, maybe we can stop it if it really is going to do damage. And I think the essential thing is, the important thing for your community is that you have to feel good about what's happening to you so that you can feel powerful and able to make your own decisions. If this card makes you feel less powerful and less able to make your own decisions and angry with the government because they have not treated you with respect, you have a problem with the card and you need to let people know that you have a problem with the card. If you think the card is working, fine. But it's up to you, because you're the people who are at the edge of this thing, at the coal face, as they say, that this is the, you know, you are the people in the front line. You're the ones it's happening to, and you're the ones that are the only ones who can really say, this is how I feel, this is the benefit, this is the good stuff, this is the bad stuff, and we really need to tell people.
Oh, I think we're going to have a trial, basic card nyanga baloro banya proposal nyanga ja government ango ngalya junani ka jingro nyanga ja nyora mukuren ko jo wiya ka nyora mapal go wan ka jang ngani panya jingro government ango kulini area kujuba kujubanga basic card nyanga balonya jun kun jago cashless card banya jingro balonya na kulini ngora kujuba yuranga jun kun jago ka jingro nyora troll area nga nyinani ka nyora mapal go wan ka jago ngani nya nyora gulini jingro card nyanganko chuni gorani nyora nya banya jingro nyora gulini ai nya ku ngana na gojo karanga ngarani kujo virdang ngaranjo wiya ga ngana na kuraranga ni nyanga ku kanyora mapal ku wanga ja ngarani banya nyora anango joda nyinani muno nyora kuranjo ngarani muno arkarni card nyanga balonya ka jingro wa karengo jo wiya muno nyundo ba power garini jingro nyundo merpan pulka nyanga ku nyundo mapal ku wanga ja ngarani banya a jotango jungorengo la wanga ja ku nyoram leira joda guru ma wanga mono wajala nyora pukul bawia o jingro nyanga ja palanga ani wampa nyora wanga ja ku ngarani banya nyora mando anango yoda mono government ango chanamba service palani ka nyora mapal ko wanga ja ku ngarani.
Well, Eva, thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Thank you.
O ala jiga nganam pa time al kuare we are ngo nyondo jingro mukore ngani kulen ja ko banya interview one kara Eva Coxon jara nyondo angulo ngore la website anga www.papertracker.com.au. Wow, palani ngo yoda.
You've been listening to the Paper Tracker Radio Show, a project of uniting communities. The show is produced at Radio Adelaide and heard out across Anangu lands. For more information on the Paper Tracker project, this show, and most importantly, what's happening in Anangu communities, visit our website at www.papertracker.com.au.